From Washington, this is VOA News. Iraq's Prime Minister Maliki steps down. Heavy shelling reported in rubble-controlled eastern Ukraine. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. In battle two-term, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki says he is stepping aside and will support his nominated replacement. Mr. Maliki, under enormous international pressure to step down, announced his decision late Thursday in a nationally televised address, pledging his full support for nominee Haider al-Abadi. Mr. Maliki had rapidly lost support of the international community and is widely accused of failing to unite Iraq's various factions during his eight-year tenure. President Obama says U.S. airstrikes have broken an Islamic militant group's siege in a mountain in Iraq where civilians have sought refuge. Mr. Obama says the situation in the mountain has greatly improved.
Yesterday, a small team of Americans, military and civilian, completed their review of the conditions on the mountain. They found that food and water have been reaching those in need, and that thousands of people have been evacuating safely each and every night. The civilians who remain continue to leave, aided by Kurdish forces and Yazidis who are helping to facilitate the safe passage of their families.
President Obama says he does not believe an additional operation would be needed to evacuate the refugees targeted by the Islamic State, or ISIL, for being members of Iraq's religious and ethnic minority. Millions of people in the Gaza Strip in southern Israel are enjoying an extension of a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Egyptian mediators brokered a five-day extension of an existing truce to allow for more negotiations in Cairo aimed at reaching a substantive deal to end the war in Gaza. VOA's Scott Bobb has details.
Calm returned to Gaza and southern Israel after the exchange of rockets and airstrikes in the early morning hours Thursday. The Israeli military said it staged airstrikes against Palestinian militant targets in Gaza after at least eight rockets were fired into Israel. A statement said the rocket attacks began 2 hours before a three-day ceasefire expired. An official of Hamas, which controls Gaza, said its forces had not staged any such attacks and accused Israel of violating the ceasefire. The flare-up of violence came as Palestinian negotiator Azam Ahmed announced a five-day extension of the truce. Scott Bobb, Jerusalem.
Heavy shelling was reported in rubble-controlled parts of eastern Ukraine. The Donetsk City Council reported two people were killed and two shopping centers and a house damaged in shelling that hit near the city center. It also reported a fire on the grounds of an oil storage facility. The Donetsk Regional Health Department reports that 74 civilians had been killed and more than 100 wounded in fighting throughout the region over the past 3 days. A Russian convoy of about 300 trucks carrying what Moscow says is humanitarian aid remains stalled about 40 kilometers from the Ukraine border as controversy swirls about its contents and its final destination. President Obama says the United States is committed to working with Sierra Leone, Liberia, and its other international partners to help contain the Ebola outbreak that's led to more than 1,000 deaths in West Africa. The White House says Mr. Obama underscored his commitment with separate phone calls to the presidents of Liberia and Sierra Leone. The WHO says 1,069 people have died of Ebola this year in Guinea, Liberia, Nigeria, and Sierra Leone. The International Committee of the Red Cross says there is still time to avert a potentially catastrophic famine in Somalia, but only if donors act now to support critical humanitarian operations. Lisa Schlein has details.
The government of Somalia has declared drought in seven regions. It warns there could be a repeat of the 2011 famine, where more than 250,000 people died unless urgent measures are taken to head off the worst. Eric Markley, the ICRC head of operations for East Africa, tells VOA that specialists on the ground do not see signs of widespread famine in Somalia right now. But he warns this situation could change.
And we cannot exclude of having people dying of hunger.
International agencies agree donor countries must do more to help Somalia ward off the worst. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Pope Francis is on a five-day visit to South Korea and says dialogue, not fruitless displays of force, will help bring peace to the Korean Peninsula. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.